Listen to a lecture in an English class.
Today, we're going to be talking about two books that have had a tremendous impact in shaping American English. Both of these books were written by Noah Webster. Do any of you recognize the name Noah Webster? He wrote a number of books, but we'll be discussing only two of them today. One of Webster's two books will most probably be quite familiar to you, while the other most probably will not. While teaching in New York in 1782, Webster wrote an elementary spelling book, which was published in later editions under the title The American Spelling Book. Is this book familiar to you? Have any of you ever heard of it? No. This is, of course, the book that is not so familiar to you. You can probably understand from the title that this book contained Americanized spellings of English words rather than British spellings. Even in the 18th century, the orthographies of words in these two versions of English were already beginning to show marked differences. Of the two books that we're going to discuss, this is the less familiar one. Although this little speller isn't familiar to most people today, it was hugely successful in its time. By the time of Webster's death in 1843, more than 15 million copies of the book had been printed. And by the beginning of the 20th century, the number had risen to more than 60 million. Through the different editions of the speller, various orthographic reforms were introduced, and the speller had much to do with the standardization of spelling throughout the young United States. The second of Noah Webster's important works should be more than a little familiar to you. This second of his works that we're discussing today is a dictionary, an English dictionary of the American language. Oh, excuse me, did I really say that? I have it backward. It's not an English dictionary of the American language. It's an American dictionary of the English language. Now that I've got it straight, an American dictionary of the English language was completed in 1825. This huge dictionary was an ambitious scholarly achievement. In this work, Webster wanted to show the actual state of the American English language. He added numerous words to the dictionary that had come into the English language in America and were not part of British English at the time. Let me give you a few examples. A few of the words that were added to the English language in America were the animal called a skunk, the soup known as chowder, and the type of tree named hickory. Webster included the American meanings of words whose meanings differed on opposite sides of the Atlantic, and he spelled words as they were commonly spelled in the United States rather than in England. Webster's purpose in describing the English language as it was used in the United States in these two books was twofold. He wanted, first, to help Americans realize that they did not need to look to England for a standard of correctness in their own language. This was because the thought that America should look to its mother country, England, for a standard of good and bad, right and wrong, correct and incorrect, was prevalent in the country at the time. Second, Webster wanted to foster a reasonable amount of uniformity in American English, something that he felt was quite necessary because of the lack of standardization in the language at the time. I'm sure that you can see from all of this just what a vital role these books by Webster played in establishing American English as a language of its own. Well, that's all for today's class. Tomorrow, we'll be discussing some other important influences on early American English.